Hello again, eager listeners. We know how excited you are today for our newest episode of Sexy Battle Wizards, brought to you by Saga Game Studio. Let's just ease right back into where we last left off. Enjoy yourselves, but not too much, okay?
So in your head, you're hearing the actual song, but you're singing it, and that's what she's hearing.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop singing, Hilder. I can't hear myself think.
I blew up again.
Oh, I know, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Why does this always happen? I was just trying to get her to sign up.
I know.
She was sexy.
You can be sexier next time, I promise.
Okay.
So standing in front of the horde of zombies, I'm going to start shadowboxing them. And each time I swing at them, I launch out a fiery, flaming, ember fisty burst.
Okay. We'll batter those bitches.
I'm gonna use the
You're jumping right in there. So this is. I'll still say it's a four.
Well, is this battle or is this wizard?
So
I'm not actually like hitting them.
So wizard is used for when you're doing spells and stuff. Sexy is if you're trying to charm them, and if you're trying to harm them, it is battle.
All right, I am trying to harm them. This will
because you would be using magic to harm. So.
I'm gonna roll like Kevin.
Please do.
Nope, got a six.
Fuck's sake.
I don't know how to roll like Kevin.
I'm just going to blow up a bunch of times tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I succeed in the best possible way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is not only are you, you know, because it is fire and they're undead, you're lighting them on fire and you're holding your own and they've stopped advancing on your position.
I would like the explosions to play the tune from Eye of the Tiger. So it's like...
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, okay.
Bam, bam, oh, yeah. Bam,
bam, bam, and then I just throw my arms up and scream.
And then, is there like a ring of fire that just goes out from around you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
It's just that a wave.
I think you should use the totally word a happen. Nova of fire.
A nova.
A nova.
Yes. Yes.
A That's nova sexier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you did that just to give Dawn a bunch of plosives to edit.
And then I look back over my shoulder towards where I know the castle is, and I'm like, it's like that, Hilder. That's how you do it.
Oh. I heard that.
And then I blow him a little kiss.
Because I'm sexy.
Girl, perfect. Don't you worry about that brony.
Perfect.
Like I said, when the bro shows up, he's already won.
Are you going to let him out?
No, I am going to fucking fist my ass off.
I outfisted you.
No, I am going to like fucking roll my sleeves up that I was. I don't have sleeves.
Okay. I was going to say you have sleeves.
No, I was like half naked sunbathing, but yeah. No. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
What are you doing?
So Armina has whipped out her awesome magical fists, her fey fists, if you will.
Yeah.
They are bedazzling and sparkly, and they get larger as she charges up.
Oh, yeah.
And then she kind of does this like flaily thing, and they fucking... They spin, they pile drive into these little zombie things.
Okay. Yeah, roll me up a battle.
Oh, that's a battle? So what do I roll?
You roll, so battle. Whatever your number is in battle.
One.
Okay, so you roll one die.
Roll one die.
Okay.
You roll one die, and, you know, this is easy battling, so four.
Neat. Four.
Okay, so you do this.
Yeah, I do.
It does not look even half as sexy as Bro One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's right.
You're sexy for your sculpt. Oh, your sculpted muscles. Okay. All right. So as you're doing this, you tweak a pec muscle. Yeah.
Yeah. You tweaked a tit.
You were.
My underwire snapped.
You were, you know, spinning the fists and all that. And you did something.
Oh,
and
no.
And you tweaked it. So
I'm like a wounded bird.
Yeah.
Is Ariel Winters just laughing at her?
Yes. But also from a fortified castle now.
Who's laughing at me?
The monarch of summer.
Who is laughing at me? I swear
it's
I will
me.
Have them by the short hairs.
I shave.
You should just be better at what you're supposed to be doing.
I swear to God. Bro one.
You, yes, what?
I swear to God. You better back your ass off or I'm going to fist you.
So actually, at this point, you may return.
All right, so Hilder calmly stands up from the Hall of Mirrors and then just bulldozes through a mirror out the side of the castle and then just does her twirling thing again. Does their twirling thing again, except instead of teleporting, they are shining the light of the sun onto the horde of undead, trying to laser beam them with the way of 10,000 mirrors.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say that's a wizard.
Cool.
So that's a wizard. You are doing this while in midair.
Well, I got to get full sunlight.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You said you came out of the castle.
Out of the castle, nose diving.
And you're falling down. Okay.
I picture him coming out of the castle kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog, just like
I'm still going to have to say that. I think that might be a five just because you are.
Is it like Sonic the Disco
Ball? I want to keep blowing up. Might as well go out with a ball of fury.
Oh, I got a six. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
I got a six. I succeeded.
I can't wait to edit this.
All right, so
she's so excited.
You are massaging your pack.
Yeah, ow.
Bro One has offered to help.
No, thanks.
There may be a few other people who, while terrified of the zombies, are also offering to help.
William Dafoe.
Maybe later, baby.
I'll do it.
You guys, you're so helpful.
I'm too busy flexing.
When all of a sudden...
I'll massage yours too.
Oh.
This bright, shining light just shines down from where where the castle is from behind you, and just burns a path through these zombies. And Hildur lands.
Oh,
how do you land?
Magnificently.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog style still. So I just like, I go, I dive, I laser, and the lasers just go in front of me for a moment, and I spin and slide on my knees, going with a hand on my head, then another one on my hip going, yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
So like as you were falling, the beam is going along the ground.
Oh. Yep.
Like a solar lawnmower.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Magnificent as always, Hildur.
That's how you do it, Bro One.
Nice. Okay, so
stop, you're turning him on.
So you have you guys have done a pretty good job.
That was Nurse Joy.
At least these zombies.
She's doing just fine.
Of clearing out the zombies that have been near the grandstand and coming at the grandstand. However, you can hear screams throughout the city now. So there are many more zombies, and they are coming around the corner.
Me too.
Oh.
That's a wizard roll. Coming around a corner is definitely a wizard roll.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. To get that bend.
Totally. So... where are these zombies coming from?
I don't know how you're asking me. I can't see.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. How long is he blind for?
Just around.
I want to use way so without...
You're starting to, blink away all the dots, and you're like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Sounds like I don't give a fuck. I'll fire blind.
I rotate him towards the sound of the zombies and the screaming. It's that way, brother.
Fuck it. I'll shoot again.
Okay. Battle it.
So this one, when I fire out of the cannon, it's kind of like arcane artillery.
Around the corner?
Yeah. Like it's going to shoot a ball up that when it's going to arc, and then it hits the ground and it just explodes.
Nice. Oh, an AoE attack.
Yeah. Right.
Instead of an explosion, it just says sploosh.
Yeah. Sploosh. Well, no, not that. It's going to go.
Ball of dildos.
Nice. No, that's your thing, Hildur.
So effervescent.
Yeah, it is. So is that battle?
That is a battle.
Because it's not charm, it's harm.
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. However, you are blinded, so I'll go with a five.
That's fair. Six. Woo. This one right here, look.
I see it.
No, it looks like a one.
No, it's a nine.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's amazing. It's on impressive. A six-sided die?
It's magical.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, you do exactly that. It flies up and over. Your eyesight comes back just as it's landing, and so you can just see this. And you just see zombies flying away, getting blasted out of the way.
Oh, wow.
So my cannon had a silencer. That's why it was...
That is impressive. Yeah.
Made all that noise going through the air.
Yeah. a suppressor, I guess, is what the actual term would be.
There you go. Okay. What are you guys doing?
I pull out the biggest mirror from my beard, and I peer into it to peer through all the mirrors in town to see if I can figure out where they're coming from.
Mm. Ooh.
Fancy.
Okay. That's cool. I like that.
That is a wizard roll. I like it. I'm going to give it a 4 because there are lots of mirrors because this is a narcissistic bunch of...
Oh, I got a 4! Yeah, it's a stress, but you know I succeeded.
Wait, did I get a stress for rolling the same earlier?
Yep. If you meet, you get a stress. I mean, if you beat, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I have a stress.
You don't get stress for beating. You relieve stress from beating. Well, that's not true, actually.
It's only meat.
Meat and beat.
So.
Meat and beat. Meat and beat sounds like it should be like
Who farted?
Not it.
I mean... Gozer.
If it was me, I'd own it.
Yeah, no.
Could be the dog.
Probably the dog.
It's your upper lip.
So, yes, so you are looking through the mirror. And so you're scanning the city.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where.
Like a police scanner, but a mirror in medieval times with magic and sexiness.
Yeah, totally. Mm.
Oh, wait, is this medieval times?
It's magic.
It's magic.
Yeah, sure. Ish.
Oh.
When did you think it was?
I still thought this was modern day, like there were going to be cars and shit.
Honestly, I did too. That's what I've been picturing.
Really? I've been picturing like medieval.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. Castles, medieval.
Like we were at the edge of like a Quidditch field.
I'll go Renaissance.
I thought that like our castle was like the castle, but then there was still skyscrapers and other shit, you know?
That is also what I was picturing.
I was not picturing that at all.
Oh, nope.
No.
Like this could be happening this week.
Yeah, like so I was thinking if you're peering into this mirror, like does it have to be just mirrors or if there was like a really reflective, like the Chrysler building, could you see out of that?
Oh yeah, I know. I was going to go off a reflective
or surface. Knight's armor.
I was going to go with that.
So how reflective are medieval fucking shit cottages? That's my point. Modern day.
There's
this is your
glasses.
Thing. This is your thing.
Yeah, okay.
Like I'm not trying to take over.
But it sucks, but this is your thing.
They have clean buckets of water and piss and things like that.
Okay.
Streams.
Clear buckets of piss.
Armor. Like maybe the undead are wearing armor.
Well, no. See, because of it's such a sexy era.
Oh, that's fair.
There are mirrors.
The sexiest.
Like
every corner.
Everywhere.
Yeah, but if you think of medieval times, everyone smelled like shit. Like that definitely wasn't sexy.
Well, this is a sexy medieval time.
Yeah, this
but
is sexy.
This is like a fictitious
sexy.
Time.
Okay, okay.
We'll go. Actually, I guess, you know what we'll do? We will do turn of the century. You know, early 1900s steampunky sort of era.
Okay, hold on. I have to rejigger my mental map.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to
Please
say
rejigger.
That word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. We're done.
All right.
So,
good night, everybody. Thank you.
And I'm spent.
Not yet. So you are able to determine that they are coming out of a church that is about 4 blocks away.
Hmm.
I would like to...
What's your name again?
Armina.
Armina, come here.
Okay, coming.
They're coming from that way. Don't tell Broan.
Okay. We got this. High five.
You know, just thinking back to the medieval thing, that just kind of makes it extra funny that I go by Jack Steele because like, there's nobody...
Like, this is the first time this name has
ever been used.
Yeah.
It's so foreign and exotic sounding.
So I would like to locate the nearest tree.
Okay.
There.
Is it there?
It's a turn of the 19th century.
Is this one or is that one closer?
Either.
There are no trees.
Okay. So I'm going to walk up to it, and I would like to locate, through Path of the Beasts, the nearest squirrel kingdom.
Okay.
I would like to summon several of these squirrels. What I want to do is, with the use of my magic trowel, which is canon from my backstory.
Yes, it is.
I would like to beef these squirrels up with trowel and concrete magic.
So they'll have sculpted muscles as
well. So they will also
have
sculpted muscles.
I love that.
And they get like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 times the normal size of a squirrel, which is still pretty small.
Yeah. He like fucks it up and forgets to work on their legs. And they can't even carry their own bodies.
I would like to send them out in search of defeating these scourge and helping the citizenry.
In the meantime, we're going to the church.
All right. That's a wizard.
You pick the system.
How hard
is
it?
Your idea, Ben.
Ben, how hard is it?
That's a 5.
Oh, that's pretty hard.
Because
I have a magic trowel, don't forget.
Yep.
I keep it tucked in my pants.
Yeah. Where else are you going to keep a magic trowel?
He has to stuff his pants.
I got a 5.
Woo!
Okay. several of the squirrels bite you. However, you do succeed in getting a decent amount of them.
When you're going to interact with squirrels at this level,
yeah,
you have to expect a few bites.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
One or two of them chip their teeth because they bite concrete.
Oh.
I'll try and fix the chipped teeth as best I can.
With more concrete?
Or
are you magically healing them?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both because it's magical concrete at this point.
And your squirrel army descends upon the undead.
Yes. Excellent.
So wait, is it Squirrel Team 6?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is now.
So Squirrel Team 6 goes out. They manage to take down a couple zombies. I mean, they're still squirrels.
All right.
Like you said.
And then I catch them going around the corner. I'm like, guys, wait up.
Well, I guess the question is, would you be telepathically, can you?
Oh, of course.
So
I speak to them through my muscles.
Yeah. I would say that, you're able to, get a general idea of where.
So you're saying that I found it on my own without them?
Mm-hmm. You succeeded.
So can you clarify? Are you asking if he's telepathically linked with the squirrels or with us?
The squirrels.
Oh, okay.
The squirrels.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Jack Steele, come with me. We will defeat these people.
Well, I could always just shadow teleport us over to wherever.
Oh,
excellent. And I just kind of put my hand on his forehead to let him know where to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I assume it's his role to teleport us, but I'm this is how I'm giving him the coordinates.
So we're going to that church thing.
Yeah, but we don't know what coordinates are, but I'm totally giving him coordinates.
But so this church, imagine, has a huge steeple. I can see right where the fuck that is.
Oh, yeah.
And that is casting a pretty bitchin' shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Bet it is.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Are you?
That's what you should. You should have Kool-Aid man through the castle. You're not Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I hope he rolls well and that we get there before them.
So that's wizard, I assume.
Yep.
Oh, wow. So I wish that rhymed because you got charm, you got harm, and then you got magic shit. what's my
charm, harm, and charge? No, it doesn't work.
Keep trying though. I like it.
Charm, harm, and marge. Nope.
No.
I went the wrong way.
Yeah,
I wrote the wrong way.
I mean, because charm works for magic too.
So what's my point here? My
are you're bringing him with you?
Schmarm, charm, and harm.
I would say that's a little bit harder. So
I'm also helping to guide him.
I'll go with a 4. I was going to give you a 5, but since he is helping you. Or actually, you know what?
I was going to say 5. I think 5 is fair.
I'm going to do a 5. However, you roll to help. So you're going to help also with the wizard. Ooh. And as long as you get above a 4, he can add 1 to his highest die.
Okay, I got it.
They both are above. Well, one's tied and one's above.
Yeah, a 4 or above, sorry.
Yeah!
So adding 1 gives me a 6.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
We get there first.
Now, how were you guys getting in there?
We were walking.
Okay. No. We're going to use my hyperdimensional shit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Are you going to keep hitting mics?
That's the dog.
That's the dog?
That's the dog.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, so we have charm, harm, and farm because wizards at the farm for XP.
Yeah, that's about what I think about it.
That's the closest. I think that's the counts.
Growing magical pot.
Yep.
So, all right. So you're hyperdimensionally.
Yeah, we're gonna zip in there.
Okay. Well, hyperdimensionality. In that case, I'm gonna need a wizard roll.
Yeah, you are.
I feel like an elevator button disappears in the air, and we just press it, and we're just waiting to see if it actually shows up.
Okay. Unless people aren't used to seeing magic, and that will cause alarm.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ah.
No, that sucks too.
wizard, 4. I rolled. Okay, cool. Double 5s.
Okay.
Oh, but guess who got 6?
Yeah.
We found out about
it
first,
though. But wait, they might get there first, but we're going in deeper.
Yeah. So they open the door. We're in the middle of the room.
Yeah, so suck it.
It's the same. We got there first.
You open the door and we're like,
we're already there.
In the room.
No, you're not. You're
all
worse.
It's like a fucking show. All right,
you open the door and we appear.
In the middle of the
room. Yeah, yeah.
Flexing.
Fine, we still got there.
Surrounded by zombies, right? I'm going to shoot.
Yeah,
that's fine.
The thing is, there are zombies all over the place.
Oh, I start spinning. I spin so hard.
So,
and I take out my fae fist and I sit on him. Her.
You sit on your fae fist?
No, him, her.
Oh.
Hilder, with my fists. My fae fists.
Oh, okay, so Hilder is spinning.
Hilder's spinning, and I climbed up on this furry, magnificent beast.
Yep.
What, spinges? Remember those?
Spinges,
yeah.
I rolled a yawn. Because I'm bored by their antics.
I am shooting so many ghost wolf bow arrows. And at least one of them needs to go and knock off one of Bro One's nips.
I also think you spinning around, centrifugal force would pull your beard out and the glass shards would.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's why I spin all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's why.
That's why I never miss spin class.
A battle from both of you.
Okay.
I would say a 4 for Armina, and if you're going to actually try to...
Oh, for sure.
Then that's a 5.
I'm going to end up on you're a pile of dildos. You're just going to
die. That's a 6.
I met
bye,
it.
Bye, bro, one nip.
Awesome.
I'll just reform it. I still have my trowel.
So those are concrete nips, or is it a real nip? Yeah.
No, it's concrete.
He just took a chip off the old block.
All the packs are and the abs are all concrete. Oh,
so when the concrete nipple flies off and hits the ground, does it turn into a regular nipple?
But, wait, can it flick off and go through a zombie's head and kill it?
I was actually going to say, can it flick off and then knock off the 7th of the 7th pack?
Ooh.
Make him a 6 pack?
No. Dawn, you said you met the 5? Or the 4?
I met the 4.
4. All right, so you are succeeding in throwing punches. However, you're not succeeding on staying on top of Hildur.
He's spinning very fast.
I'm not a very good bottom.
As they spin magnificently, you are thrown into a pile of zombies.
Wow.
Sorry, I thought you wanted that.
It's okay.
You, however, is Hildur.
Yep.
So you have been shooting your ghost wolf bow.
Yep. Nonstop.
It's awesome. And as you're spinning, you do take aim. You blast off a nip from Bro One. Bro One, a arrow just goes right across your chest and hits your right nip. And it just... You just see it go. It just flies in front of you, flipping end over end, falling slowly
nice
to the ground.
Mode.
It hits the ground and just shatters into a million pieces.
So
can it have that
and a single
Samurai
tear.
Jack
noise? Single tear rolls down your face.
I think it should be noted that earlier you're like, there's some zombies and they're walking around a corner. And then you're like, an arrow flies through the air and severs your nipple as it flips through the air in such detail, ending in a single tear going down the... But then earlier...
We know who listens to the
zombies
show.
And stuff. There's zombies and stuff.
We know what kind of people listen to the show.
He described the important part.
Okay.
We love you.
I'm our number one fan. I know what I want.
Okay. He knows what he wants.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin. This one's for you.
So that happens.
I know what I want to do.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to take a half step forward because I have to pose and point dramatically into the church and scurry my furry minion friends. And I want my scroll army to charge in.
Nice.
You mean your scroll team 6?
Scroll team 6.
Yeah, my scroll team 6.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go with army more like a squad.
So I would say that's still wizard because you're wizarding the scrolls to do stuff.
He's farming. That's a 4 squirrels.
Because you've already gotten your army.
Farming.
4. Nailed it.
Okay. So stress.
I am really close to dying.
So how do you die again?
If you fail,
and
your stress is higher than your highest roll.
Oh.
Basically, if I fail at this point, I'm going to die.
Nice.
Oh, so passing or meeting or exceeding, regardless of your stress, is not an explosion.
Nope.
Correct. As long as you succeed.
Okay. So you could have a lot of stress built up before you explode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could, as
you
long
just
as
have
you
to not
always...
suck at rolling like Kevin.
Yeah.
Ah.
If you
come back with a vengeance.
Yeah. All right. So,
texting.
That happens. So the squirrels run out. So you're standing in the doorway.
And I want one of them to scurry into Hildur's bush beard.
Nesting.
Hey, revenge is,
I think the musk knocks it unconscious.
So you're standing in the doorway, sun blazing behind you.
Obviously, as it does.
As suddenly you see these squirrels just jump, they leap over you.
And the squirrels, all in unison.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Squirrel army.
Yep. So they jump up and over you. They land and they, you know, they scatter. And yep. So they, you know, they start taking down the zombies, you know, kind of Bunny from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes, perfect.
They're doing that, right? Because they know they're zombies and such. They're going for the jugulars.
Except like instead of biting, they're using their tiny little enhanced concrete claws.
Oh, okay.
Except for that one that I had to fix his chipped tooth.
Oh, okay. He's biting.
He's biting.
Oh, I thought you gave them fists. Like, and then they're punching and pummeling these things.
Nice.
All right, I do like that too. So half of them got claws, half of them got fists, and then that one
has
his teeth, but I gave him like teeth.
Super teeth. Yeah. The super teeth one, I think, is the one that goes to Hildur.
Oh, yes. Sharpen your tiny teeth on his balls.
No. Nuts.
Oh, yeah. Nuts. Sharpen your tiny teeth on his nuts.
He was still going to say balls. My opinion.
You feel scurry between your legs.
Scurry.
I do a little shake to get the glass in the mirrors twirling about.
Okay.
Wait, I'm spinning. Doesn't the mirrors cut it? Or no?
It's encased in concrete.
Mm. Yeah, he probably deflected them with his super awesome teeth.
You hear a lot of tinks.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I mean, he's a magically enhanced squirrel at this point.
However, I will say that, you know, while the squirrel does distract you, so the squirrel might stop you from spinning, but that's about it. The squirrel does leave you because
spinning, and I do a little and put my hand into my beard and try and like coax it out.
It
was very odd. I'm like one hand's pulling it apart, another hand's reaching in.
Hildur, now is not the time.
Yet another
There's
hand
a squirrel
is
in my beard.
Hildur.
Look, he doth touch himself.
it's mostly the smell and such that gets the squirrel to run away, so it's okay.
I do a little shake, air out the squirrel stink, and then I start spinning again. Spin so hard.
I'm going to have to cradle that squirrel and make him, you know, because I'm sure he's traumatized after the horrific smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I agree. He's
going up to the confessional or whatever, and he's like praying, just please make me forget.
That squirrel knows things now. That squirrel does not want to know things.
The squirrel is seen beneath the hair.
Yeah.
I feel like
we need some cannon blasts.
So like all you guys are in the thick of it, and I know I said I don't give a fuck, but I'm not going to blast you guys.
Aw, he does. He's got a heart of gold.
I do, you know?
He's the cannoneer with a heart of gold.
So I'm going to flip the cannon around and hold it by its barrel, and I'm going to storm in, batter up, and I'm just going to start clubbing him.
Nice! I like that.
Like Captain Caveman.
Yeah. Except I imagine we're far enough back that batter up doesn't mean shit to you guys, so. Mm.
Oh, can he be from the future? Maybe that's what the confusion
okay.
is.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe he fell back in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
You stepped into the wrong shadow.
Yeah. I like it.
That's actually was my plan the entire time.
Yeah. So you're saying like 20 shit constantly. And we're like, what the fuck are you talking
about? So part of Armina's issue is that she opens hyperdimensional things, but she doesn't really realize where they come from or where they go. So she may have accidentally opened up a hyperdimensional little portal.
Ooh,
and
maybe
just
you opened
you
a hyperdimensional shadow gate.
Maybe,
She opened up the portal.
Yeah.
And he was going through a shadow that happened to literally go through that, and he came out.
Like, I was dumping some bad guy, like, fucking beast into
like
your
area.
Be
like, I was just taking a dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were just getting rid of something
I was just getting rid of something disgusting.
You were hiding collateral damage.
They won't know the city's damage if there is no city.
So batter up.
Batter up. All right. Battle it.
Yeah.
That's a battle. Mm. I'm going to say a 4 because you're just...
You're giving me all these easy ones. Like, all right, whatever.
I mean, get creative, man. You're not dive bombing out of the sky, twirling your beard mirrors.
Yeah, but that's my point.
And
like,
cannons weigh like nothing. They're super light.
Yeah,
and easy to swing.
And I'm getting right up in range, like in close combat. Whatever.
I'm gonna say, it's fairly standard, and I'm assuming that you are jacked.
All right. So is it 4?
4.
Then beat 5.
Okay.
I was going to say, it could be a 5 to not hit us.
I mean, I would hope that he could do that. Just in general.
I would hope so, too.
With like basic skills and things. Yep.
Mostly, if he had failed, he would have.
It would have been great. Super sweep. It's a horizontal.
All right.
You know?
So, yes, so you go in, you just... well, actually, do you want to get Armina out of the pile of zombies she's in?
I suppose that'd be nice.
All right,
so how buried is she?
I would say she's prone on the ground,
and they're like they're just over top.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say it was a horizontal swipe, and then one somewhere knocked onto the ground, then overhead straight down.
Nice. Okay.
And if it wasn't a cannon, it would have been hammer time.
Do you actually do the hammer dance?
Like me personally, I don't, but Hephaestus absolutely does.
Oh, which means you're wearing parachute pants?
I'm wearing...
I can't think of anything sexy.
Yeah, I know. What did I say I was wearing? I didn't mention... Yeah, absolutely, parachute pants.
Perfect. I like it. So yes, you run over, you say, batter up, you swing your cannon.
Mm. Cannon, yeah.
Like you do.
You swing it, you clear... several of the ones that are going after Armina, and then you bring that sucker right down on top of several of them. Just whoosh, squish some of those head like grapes.
Recently, over the summer, we took a trip to Fort Ticonderoga, and my favorite demonstration was the cannon swing. Yeah. They just pick that cannon up, and they just crash it right down on another one of the demonstrators. Yeah.
I do it every time.
That was my favorite.
I do it all the time.
It's a fey cannon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it shot out fey creatures and then attacked?
So it was like a summoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. I figured he was sort of doing an elemental, like when he did the.
Oh, I mean,
because he was doing like.
Load one of my squirrels in there. It would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Okay.
I love my squirrel army. I will never let them go.
All right. You guys have, they're still pouring out of. What looks like to be somewhere from behind the church word pulpit.
Pulpit.
Church word pulpit.
I like to chug my way over there.
Okay.
Chug.
You roll over.
Yep. Roll over. Oh, I spin over.
Can you do that? Can you do the noise? That one. I can't do it either.
I can't do it. No.
Don voice. Insert Sonic the Hedgehog noise here.
Ah, yes. Done.
Nope. Doesn't work.
Don voice.
All right, so you spin magnificently over.
I spin magnificently over, looking for where these indomitable undead are coming from.
All right, there is a large hole behind the pulpit that goes down.
Oh, it looks like it's your specialty, a giant hole.
Rowan, make yourself useful for once and fill this with concrete.
Yeah, I'll walk over with my magic trowel, and I'm going to trowel that hole shut.
He's going to trowel that hole.
It is too big a hole.
Oh,
not only that, but concrete. I explain to him. Concrete actually takes several hours and to
how
set.
How did you get your squirrels ready in time to beat us here? Then
magic.
It was a thin layer.
Just a wafer thin.
So what you're saying is then
helping now
is that it's a gaping hole.
Oh, it is a gaping hole.
Okay. A gaping hole.
Yes, right. Actually, that's what it made was me think of you.
You know what? I knew all along it wouldn't work. It was just a ruse to get Bro-1 over there. I pushed him in.
Oh!
That's going to be competing battle.
Score.
So there is no difficulty. It is just a competing battle. However, if you fail...
Two sixes and a four.
I got a three.
Okay.
In the hole you go.
My stress is three.
Ooh.
Well, it was a competing roll.
Okay.
However... You did fail.
You have to have stress over what you roll.
No. Yeah, but, the resulting roll. So because he technically would have gotten a stress, that would have put him at four.
And push him and he explodes.
So
it's wonderful.
So what happens is you push him.
Yep.
He comes over. He's looking over. You shove him as he's looking over. And he falls. And then you can see the bottom of the hole as he splats.
Yep.
My dying words are, you died first!
How do you explode into, what do you explode into?
I'd shatter into concrete bits.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of concrete bits. Yep.
So there are concrete bits of Bro One all over the floor. It's about 40 feet down.
Do I see anything else?
You now know
down
that.
What? Do I see anything else down there?
There's a writhing mass of undead.
I will start laser beaming them with my mirrors.
Okay.
To hold them off until the others arrive.
Okay. Roll me a wizard. Or that's a mirrors thing. So that's wizard.
Well, I'm harming.
Oh, that's true. Okay, battle.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. Since you're trying to hold them off, it's more difficult just because there's so many.
That's fair.
So 5.
6.
Nice. Okay, they are clambering and climbing up and over, and you're just, you know, laser beaming them. It looks, if it was anyone other than you, it would look magnificent.
Yep. Unfortunately, I'm just not sexy.
What
happens when you're a big old ball of
fur?
Fur, yeah.
And mirrors.
And mirrors. Okay. So he is pew-pewing over by the pulpit.
Nice. All right. I would like to fey fist and ride a giant fey fist down the hole, smashing everything on my way, and then creating like a sound wave to blast them all back when I land.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Battle that.
All right.
Battle, battle, battle.
What do I have to?
I mean, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with 5 for that one, too.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. Do you have any determination?
Oh.
Do you have determination?
I rolled a 1.
Oh.
How much stress do you have?
I had 2.
Oh, well, God.
Do I die?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is so exciting.
How do you... So what happens is you...
I jumped down and I was so excited in all my eagerness that I accidentally pointed my fist up.
So you're running.
Yeah.
You jump.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. You jump. Ugh. You jump over the pulpit.
Because my sexy's high.
Yeah.
My sexy's high.
You form that fist you were going to ride.
Oh yeah.
However, you ride it into the wall.
Oh, fuck.
And how do you explode?
I am like a eco-friendly glitter bomb of biodegradable glitter.
Okay.
And everything that's near me always gets splashed with glitter so that you know that I died and that I will always be with you.
Yeah, we're covered in that.
Yeah, because you will always
You are
covered in it.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so sparkly.
Does my sexy go up?
I mean, I did have a lot of sexy. And it has like tinkly sounds. It's like all tinkly and tinkly magical. All
right. So you explode. Now, I will say if you are rolling a new character,
ooh,
I guess you would probably be able to show up faster because you don't have to wake up in the infirmary.
I'm going to roll 1.
I'm done with my new one.
Okay. We'll get to you in a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you're saying there's this hole.
Yep.
A gaping hole.
And he is pew-pewing down.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Well, he's pew-pewing lasers into it.
Into it?
Yes.
You're not going in.
He hasn't
Well,
gone
then
in
I'm
yet.
Going in.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump up. I'm going to point my cannon straight down and just blast out a jet of fire. If you think of like a Harrier jet landing, nice. It's going to be like that.
Okay. That is cool. So are you trying to harm? I guess. Yeah, I'll go with harm.
So my primary thing is to not crash to my death. My secondary goal is to just flambe anything that's below me.
Below me.
Let's see.
I don't get it.
Harm, whatever. Harm, wizard, I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with wizard and a 5.
And a 5.
Because that sounds pretty cool.
Oh, 6.
Nice. Okay.
Man, I'm throwing rocks tonight.
Nice. All right, so that happens. I mean, you follow roughly what her trajectory, however you don't throw
just,
yourself
just do it
the
right,
wall.
Yeah.
You just do it right. And so you do that, you jump up, and so you've got the cannon pointed down, and it's just blasting fire
like
down,
the, like
and
the
you
flame,
are slowly...
The flame jet is even wider than the barrel of the cannon.
Yeah,
it's angling out and just...
Yeah. So you are slowly descending to the bottom of the cavern.
Nice. I bet the crispy zombies smell awesome.
Oh, it does not.
And some of them are glittery.
This has been Sexy Battle Wizards, as presented by Saga Game Studio. You too can enjoy the RPG Sexy Battle Wizards, created by Grant Howitt. You can find this free game and more at patreon.com/GS Howitt. Voices you heard today are that of Sex Machine Matt, Spicy Town Mike, Luscious Lips Kevin, Voluptuous Lady Dawn, and finally, Bangin' Hot Ben, the amazing ringleader and GM of Sexy Battle Wizards, Saga Game Studio Edition. Intro music is Funky Machine by Lobo Loco. Outro music is Can't Stop My Feet by Loyalty Freak Music. Both songs can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Thank you for listening. Keep it sexy, world.
His camera. Look, I'm no ignoring him now. He's biting my hand.
Yeah, just gotta put your hands on the table. Hands on the table. There
you go. That but to be fair, he was going for his balls.
Oh yeah, just let him chew on them a little bit.
It's not like I'm using them.
I mean, people usually pay for this shit.